بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and seek His help and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah, the Most High, from the evils of our own selves and from our wicked deeds. Whomsoever has been guided by Allah, none can misguide him. And whomsoever has been misguided by Allah, none can guide him. I bear witness that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad is his true worshipper and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our prophet and messenger, and the messenger to all mankind, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallah khair too. Upon his good and pure family and upon all of his noble companions. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All you who believe, fear Allah by doing all that He ordered and abstain from all that He forbade. This is the meaning of fearing Allah. As He should be feared, and do not accept in die and accept in a state of Islam as Muslims with complete submission to Allah. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير, all of you. All mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from them both scattered many men and women, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights. And not to cut the relations of the wombs, the kinship. Surely Allah is ever a watcher over you. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah and speak always the truth. He will direct you to do good deeds and will forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and whosoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he verily has got a great success. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. It proceeds that the most truthful speech is that of Allah, Allah's book, the Quran. And that the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of evils are innovations that are foreign to the true teachings of Islam. And every innovation in religion is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a misguidance. And that dalala is in the fire of hell or leads to hell. The justice, mercy and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala necessitates that He does not leave us wondering how to find the way of salvation and the road that leads to Him, the Most Blessed, the Most High. قال الله تعالى, Allah says, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى. Does man think he will be left suda without a purpose? A clear purpose regarding this life. How to attain the unity on the truth? And the position of the Muslim towards disagreements, towards disputes, towards innovations, etc., is defined in the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was asked about the true group of salvation. When he was asked who is the saved group, his answer contains the path that leads to Allah and which details the fulfillment of the objective for which we have been created. The worship of Allah alone. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam summarized it all by saying, holding to his sunnah and the way of the jama'ah, meaning the Prophet's companions and those who succeed them on goodness until the day of resurrection. Those who ascribe to his righteous path and its foundation, even if he is one alone, then he would constitute the jama'ah. This is the important element that is missing in the concepts and ways of many Muslims. The way of the companions in understanding and applying this deen in all of its aspects in the creed, in the da'wah, in the self-purification, in the jihad, in the enjoining what is right, in the forbidding what is wrong, in what is kufr and what is not kufr, the relationship between the rulers and the ruled, the way to achieve a Muslim state, the general Muslim state, all of this, the way is known and the foundation for this path is known. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a line with his hand and then said, this is the sabil, this is the way of Allah. He then drew several lines to its right and its left and said, these are as-subul, the other ways on which there is a devil inviting people to it. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then recited the saying of Allah, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. And verily this is my straight path, so follow it, and follow not other paths, for they will scatter you about from this path. This is in Surah Al-An'am, which is Surah 6, verse 153. Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah commented by saying, that is so because the road that leads to Allah is one. It is the one with which He sent His messengers and brought down His books. None can reach Allah except through His way, this way. If mankind come through any other road and open any other door, they will find all of the other roads and doors blocked and closed. He further added, the one who considers that the road is a long one, then his walking ability will be weakened. This saved the group, that every one of us attains or would like to attain to be as a member of it. Its sources are clear, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave us for our own whims to find the way that leads to Him. The sources of acquisition of knowledge. This is the topic. The status of the Muslim Ummah. The general awareness and interest in the deen of Allah amidst the divisions and the confusions and the perplexity, the bloodshed and confrontations, the parties, the corrupt creeds and methodologies, the external enemies, the remedy, the medicine for that can only be from Allah. Who has the correct medicine? Allah is the one who is all acquainted with us and with our situations and our actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has the knowledge respecting every aspect of our problems and all means and ways that lead to our failure and success. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Should he not know he that created? He is the one who guided us to check ourselves first. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Verily Allah will not change the good condition of a people unless they change their state of goodness themselves by committing sins and by being ungrateful or disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why did Allah perfect the deen for us? In it there are the means for diagnosing our problems. In it we can discover our problems and in it we assuredly find the solution. We read in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. O you who believe, if you help in the cause of Allah, we will help you and make your foothold firm. How to help Allah in His cause? By applying His deen in our hearts, on our tongues and on our limbs. Listen to this great verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asserts this. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَظُونَ بِهِ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ وَأَشَدَّ تَثْبِيتًا وَإِذًا لَآتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا وَلَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا. But if they have done what they were told, look at this. But if they have done what they were told, it would have been better for them and would have strengthened their faith. And indeed, we should then have bestowed upon them a great reward from ourselves. And indeed, we should have guided them to a straight way. I will leave you with this ayah, which is in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4. These were verses 66 and 68. What are then the sources of knowledge that lead to the cure of us, to our success, to our healing. The Quran, the first source of knowledge. Now may Allah's mercy be upon me and you, that lexically, meaning from the linguistic aspect, the word the Quran means the collection. And it is as an infinitive noun of qara'a. Example, he collected together, put the thing part to part or portion to portion. It has been called Al-Quran because it collects the chapters, putting them together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَهُ. It is for us to collect it and to give you, O Muhammad, the ability to recite it. This is Surah 75, verse 17. The Quran comes also as a noun, as in Allah saying, وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا. And when you, Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم, recite the Quran, we put between you and those who believe not in the hereafter an invisible veil or a screen their hearts so they hear or understand it not. This is chapter 17, verse 45. It is called the collection because it has collected the histories of the previous nations, the tasks of the prophets and messengers, commands and prohibitions, promises and threats, verses and signs, and the chapters which are called suwar. This is from the linguistic aspect. Conventionally, however, Al-Quran is a name for the Book of Allah, signifying the speech of Allah that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam through the angel Jibreel alayhi salam, and which the believers are commanded to recite as an act of worship in prayers and outside prayers. No book other than the Quran carries the same name. This is the definition of the Quran. Allah the Most Magnificent taught the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam how to deal with the revelation and assured that it will be preserved. He subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى. وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُ. We shall make you to recite the Quran, so you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shall not forget it, except what Allah may will. He knows what's apparent and what's hidden. This is in chapter 87, verses 6 and 7. Then Allah says in another verse, لَا تُحَرِّكْ بِهِ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعْجَلَ بِهِ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعَهُ وَقُرْآنَهُ فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَهُ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ. Move not your tongue concerning the Quran to make haste therewith. It is for us to collect it and to give you the ability to recite it. And when we have recited it to you through Jibreel alayhi salam, then follow you its recital. Then it is for us, Allah, to make it clear to you, O Muhammad. Chapter 75, verses 16 and 17. So the process of teaching the Quran including, number one, its collection in the chest of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, its recitation at the time of revelation, thirdly, explaining it and making it clear on the tongue of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So I repeat, and I wish inshallah you make note of these things so that maybe tomorrow inshallah we'll ask about them. The process of teaching the Quran included, number one, its collection in the chest of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, its recitation at the time of revelation, its explanation and making it clear on the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars of Islam, may Allah's mercy be upon them, said, Al-Quran undoubtedly is the word of Allah. It reveals the sayings of Allah. He revealed this book to his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The believers testify to it as the whole truth with a firm faith that it is the word of Allah, and that it is not created like the words of the creatures themselves. Whoever listens to the book and thinks that it is a word of human beings commits kufr, commits disbelief. Allah Almighty condemns such a person and threatens him with chastisement in the hereafter. Allah says, سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ. Soon I will cast him into hellfire. In reply to the one who said about the book of Allah, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا قَوْلُ الْبَشَرِ, This is nothing but the word of a mortal. Allah responded, سَأُصْلِيهِ سَقَرْ. Soon I will cast him into hell fire. At the time of its revelation, nations were indulged in the worship of created things in various forms and ways. The Arabs in Mecca worshipped idols. The Persians worshipped fire and magnified a god of darkness and a god of night. The Greeks magnified images, star worship, and various deities. Hindus worshipped countless idols, considering them manifestations of God in creation. The Romans magnified power and lust. Most of the Jews and Christians deviated from the revelations given to prophets Musa and Isa alayhi salam, by worshipping partners and associating partners besides Allah, and by claiming that Uzair, Ezra, and Isa, Jesus, were sons of Allah. Allah is high above what they attribute to him. Jesus alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, was and is still being considered as God incarnate by many Christians. Then the Quran was revealed. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam received the first revelation on a Monday of the Islamic month of Ramadan. The scholars preponderate that the date was the 21st of Ramadan, corresponding to the 10th of August of the year 610 of the Christian era. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam completed 40 years of age then. So the Quran was revealed. The first verse was the command, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Read, in the name of your Rabb Allah, who has created all that exists. He has created man from a clot, which is a piece of thick coagulated blood. Read, and your Rabb Allah is the most generous, who has taught the writing by the pen. He has taught man that which he knew not. Surah Iqra, chapter 96, verses 1 to 5. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ الله أكبر ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور. Please make note of this great verse. This verse is from chapter 42, verses 52 to 53. And thus we have sent to you, O Muhammad, ruhan, an inspiration and a mercy of our command. You knew not before what was the book. You knew not before what was the book, nor what was faith. But we have made the Quran a light, wherewith we guide whomsoever of our slaves we will. And verily you are indeed guiding mankind to the straight path, meaning Allah's religion of Tawheed. The path of Allah, to whom belongs whatever in the heavens and whatever on the earth. Verily all matters at the end go to Allah for decision. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Again, this is from chapter 42, verses 52 and 53. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is a perfect and consistent book with a clear message. Kitabun uhkimat ayatuhu thumma fussilat min ladun hakimin khabir alla ta'budu illa Allah innani lakum minhu nadhirun. This is a book. The verses whereof are perfected in every sphere of knowledge, and then explained in detail from one from Allah, who is all wise and well acquainted with all things, saying, this is the message, worship none but Allah. Verily I Muhammad, I am sent unto you from him to warn and to bring glad tidings to you. let's clear some doubts. There are those who claim that the Quran is the product of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam intelligence. They consider him to be a very intelligent person with a deep insight, capable of authoring the Quran, but many facts, however, strongly refute such claim. Amongst them, number one, it is very evident that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the Quran is not from him. If he was seeking leadership and prestige, he would not discredit himself by denying that he authored the Quran. Secondly, no matter how intelligent a person is, it is rather impossible for him to accurately relate the past event of history, faith, laws, and matters of the unseen, not to mention futuristic events which would be precisely manifested as foretold. All were related in details and with perfect accuracies and without any contradiction whatsoever or opposition. Being unlettered himself, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam neither read books nor engaged himself with storytellers. Thirdly, Allah the Most High says, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِّثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. And if you are in doubt concerning that which we have sent down, that is the Quran, to our slave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then produce a surah, then produce a chapter of the like thereof, and call your witnesses and helpers besides Allah if you are truthful. This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, which is Surah 2, verses 23 and 24. It is very risky for a wise and an intelligible person to challenge people in matters which they excel in. The Arabs were eloquent and fluent masters of the Arabic language, the language of the Quran. Yet the challenge is a very clear and vivid one. Bring forth one single surah, one single chapter, even though the smallest chapter in the Quran, which is Surah 108, is only 10 words. Not only that, but if they and anyone else were to call upon whom the other they want for support and help, they will remain incapable of bringing forth something similar to this Quran. قل لئن اجتمعت الإنس والجن على أن يأتوا بمثل هذا القرآن لا يأتون بمثله ولو كان بعضهم لبعض ظهيرا. Say, if the whole of mankind and jinns were to gather together to produce the like of this Quran, they would not produce the like thereof, even if they back up each other with help and support. This is in Surah 17, verse 88. The answer also came in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. But if you cannot, and of surely you cannot do, then fear the fire of hell, whose fuel is men and stones prepared for the disbelievers. Chapter 2, verse 24. Fourthly, there is a complete and perfect harmony and agreement regarding the contents of the Quran in matters of creed, in news, in laws, etc., free from any imperfection or error. This is an irrevocable evidence that the Quran is not a human effort. Allah the Exalted says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Will they not ponder on the Quran? Had it been from other than Allah, they would surely have found therein much discrepancy, incongruity, contradictions, etc. Chapter 4, verse 82. Fifthly, the perfect agreement between the facts mentioned in the Quran and what has been recently discovered or proven by scientists, it is beyond reason that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an unlettered person, would have known these facts 1400 years ago. Using advanced technology, scientists were only recently able to describe the stages of the development of the human embryo, something which the Quran has described more than 1400 years ago. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not equipped was equipped only with the Quran rather, and not with any of these sophisticated technologies that we see now. Allah spoke of fair mountains as pegs so that the earth would not shake with us, barriers between seas, forbidding partitions between salt and fresh water, darkness and internal waves in deep seas, the sun and the moon in universal orbits, the formation of moisture and rain, the formation of secretion of milk, breathing problems at high altitudes, and many more. All of this proves that the Quran is the literal word of Allah. Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a true messenger of Allah. No one could have known these facts, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, except Allah, who created and fashioned all these things in due proportions and exact measures. The purpose is to support the fact that Muhammad is a true messenger sent by Allah, supported by many signs. The purpose is to support the fact that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a true messenger sent by Allah, supported by many signs, to prove for the people then and for the rest of mankind up to the day of resurrection that the Quran is the truth from Allah, guiding to the great purpose behind our creation, to worship the one true God who is worthy of being worshipped, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Admin, please, I'll tell the brothers and sisters here to minimize the texts on the screen here, and let's stick, inshallah, to the subject, and let's not be distracted. Sixthly, there is no documented verification whatsoever to support the claim that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam may have received information from Christian and Jewish scholars. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuted such a claim in the Quran by saying, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّمَا يُعَلِّمُهُ بَشَرٌ لِسَانُ الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ إِلَيْهِ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وَهَذَا لِسَانٌ عَرَبِيٌّ مُبِينٌ. And indeed we know that they, the pagans and the polytheists, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa ta'ala wa barakatuh, say it is only a human being who teaches Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tongue of the man they refer to is foreign, while this Quran is a clear Arabic tongue. Any possible foreign teacher would be poor in Arabic speech. Even the most eloquent Arab could not and cannot produce anything like the Quran in its depth, in its eloquence, purity, consistency, and perfection. In addition, the Quran strongly denied the alteration of the original texts of the Torah and the Injil and the Gospel, which were revealed respectively to Prophet Musa and Isa alayhi salam. Take, for example, their claims ascribing children to Allah. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرُ بْنُ اللَّهِ وقالت النصارى المسيح ابن الله ذلك قولهم بأفواههم يضاهئون قول الذين كفروا من قبل قاتلهم الله أن يؤفكون. And the Jews say Uzair Ezra is the son of Allah, and the Christians say the Messiah is the son of Allah. That is a saying of their mouths. They imitate the sayings of the disbelievers of the old. Allah's curse be on them, how they are deluded away from the truth. Chapter 9 verse 30. Allah the Most High calls upon the Jews and Christians to abandon the false concepts and the worships of others besides Allah. اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا. They have taken their lords and rabbis, monks and rabbis, as lords besides Allah and Al-Masih and the Messiah, the son of Mary. Yet they were ordered except to worship none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا هو. None has the right to be worshipped but He. The Jews and the Christians took their rabbis and their monks to be their lords besides Allah. So, and they also took as their lord the Messiah, the son of Mary, Maryam. Yet they were commanded in the scriptures to worship but one God, Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but He. Praise and glory be to Him. Far is He from having the partners they associate. So how come they attribute that Muhammad ﷺ took it from Christian scholars or Jews when they have corrupted their original texts? And in fact, the message sent to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought down the Quran calls upon these Christians and Jews to submit to Allah in Islam. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, to the people of the scripture, Christians and the Jews, all people of the scriptures, come to a word that is just between us and you, that we worship none but Allah, and that we associate no partners with Him, and that none of us shall take others as lords besides Allah. Then if they turn away, say, bear witness that we are Muslims, submitted and obeyed our commands of Allah. This is in chapter 3, verse 64. How could it therefore be true that the Christians and the Jews were the source of knowledge which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam utilized to author the Quran? It can't be. Seventhly, one of the great qualities of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was his truthfulness before and after he was chosen as a prophet. His foes admitted to this fact without any hesitation. In one famous case, Heraclius, the sovereign of Byzantine, received a letter from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam calling him to accept Islam. Heraclius called upon Abu Sufyan, was one of the strong pagan Arab leaders and a staunch enemy of the Prophet ﷺ before his Islam. He told Abu Sufyan and called upon Abu Sufyan to ask him questions about Muhammad and the religion of Islam. Heraclius asked Abu Sufyan many questions, amongst which was the following question. Did you ever accuse him, meaning accusing Muhammad, alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, barakatuh. Did you ever accuse him of telling lies before his saying what he has said, meaning about the revelation? Abu Sufyan said, no. Heraclius commented, I took for granted that a man who did not tell a lie about others could never tell a lie about Allah. Allah the Exalted says in this respect, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينَ فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَاجِزِينَ. And if he, Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, had forged a false saying concerning us, Allah, we surely should have seized him by his right hand or with power and might, and then certainly should have cut off his artery, the aorta, and none of you could withhold us from punishing him. Chapter 69, verses 44-47. It is a very serious matter which Allah the Almighty, the Almighty, would not let it occur. It is a further proof that the Quran is the word of Allah and not the work of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. The list of proofs is a long one. What has been presented is sufficient reminder. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ أَوْ أَلْقَى السَّمْعَ وَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Verily therein is indeed a reminder for him who has a heart and understanding, or who gives ear while is heedful. Quran 50:37. So the Quran was revealed, then comes the preservation of the Quran. The noble Quran that is in the hands and chests of the people today is the same revelation which Allah sent upon His slave Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam without omission and or addition. Allah sent it to be the last and final message and the book which supersedes all of the previously revealed scriptures. Allah spoke of the Quran as وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٌ. It is an honorable and respected book because it's Allah's speech and He has protected it from corruption. So it's an honorable and respected book. No falsehood can approach it from before it or behind it. It is sent down by the one who is all-wise, worthy of all praise. The Quran, chapter 41, verse 41-42. Allah made a very clear promise. He will protect the Quran and the inspiration to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's the authentic sunnah, of any kind of corruption, all in one verse. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ. Verily we have, without doubt, sent down the message and the inspiration, and that encompasses the sunnah, the authentic sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, and we will assuredly guard it from corruption. After all, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. And who is truer in statement than Allah? Quran 487. وعد الله حقا ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. Allah's promise is the truth, and whose word can be truer than Allah? Chapter 4, verse 22. It is the literal word of Allah revealed to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم through the angel Jibreel. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم memorized it and reviewed it with Jibreel once each year and twice in the last year of his life صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام dictated it to his companions, who in turn memorized it, wrote it down, and then reviewed it with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companions stood firm against any attempt to distort the Quran. They related it to us through the past generations. It is an easy book to memorize. Some children at the age of 5 were able to memorize the entire Quran. It is very often that by the age of 10, many children are able to commit the Quran to memory. It has been preserved in both the oral as well as written form, the way no other religious book in history has been. So let's talk about the preservation during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The way the revelation took place was easy to memorize and to accurately verify. In the hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Al-Harith bin Hisham radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by saying, O Allah's Messenger, how is the divine inspiration revealed to you? Allah's Messenger replied, sometimes it is revealed like the ringing of a bell. This form of inspiration is the hardest of all, and then this state passes off after I have grasped what is inspired. Sometimes, the Prophet ﷺ continues, sometimes the angel comes in the form of a man and talks to me and I grasp whatever he says. Secondly, the preservation went through the reviewing of the texts by Jibreel alayhi salam. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Islamic brother. Through the reviewing process of the text by Jibreel each year during Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah related from the way of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, may Allah be pleased with both of them, meaning Ibn Abbas and his father, that Allah's Messenger was the most generous of all the people, and he used to reach the peak in generosity in the month of Ramadan when Jibreel met him. Jibreel alayhi salam used to meet him every night of Ramadan to teach him the Quran. Allah's Messenger was the most generous person, even more generous than the strong, uncontrollable wind in readiness and haste to do charitable deeds, alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the narration reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that Jibreel alayhi salam used to repeat the recitation of the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once a year, but he repeated it twice with him in the year he died, alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say in i'tikaf for 10 days every year in the month of Ramadan, seclusion time in the month of Ramadan. Used to stay in i'tikaf for 10 days every year in the month of Ramadan. Preservation through recording and proofing the revelation. Zayd bin Thabit radiyallahu anhuma reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would be overtaken by a strong state of stress and would sweat so much when Jibreel alayhi salam descends upon him, so I used to enter with a piece of scapula bone and write the revelation while he dictates it to me. Upon finishing, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say, recite. Thereupon I recite, and if there was an error, he would correct it. Thereafter I used to go out and take it to the people. Fourthly, restricting the writing to the Quranic texts. This was in the beginning of revelation, lest the Quranic text would be confused with the hadith ones. The Prophet ﷺ said, do not take down anything from me. And he who took down anything from me except the Quran, he should efface that and narrate from me, for there is no harm in it. And he who attributed any falsehood to me, and the reporter said, I think he also said deliberately, he should in fact find his abode in the hellfire. Reported in Sahih Muslim. Afterwards, when the distinction between the Quran and Hadith was evident, the authorization to write down the Hadith was given by the Prophet ﷺ. Fifthly, encouraging the learning and the teaching of the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged his companions to learn, teach and memorize the Quran. In fact, he ﷺ used to choose those who had more of the Quran to lead the prayers as well as the expeditions for jihad. In this respect, he ﷺ said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best among you Muslims are those who learn the Quran and teach it, as in Sahih al-Bukhari. In fact, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed a young man to lead an expedition because he had more of the Quran memorized. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the members of the expeditions recite what they knew of the Quran until he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to one of the young men amongst them and asked him, what do you have of the Quran? He said, I have such and such surah and surah al-Baqarah. So the Prophet ﷺ, do you have surah al-Baqarah? He told him or asked him. He said, yes. So the Prophet ﷺ said, go ahead. You are then their emir, their leader in charge. This is reported in At-Tirmidhi, who said it's a good hadith. Sixthly, the preservation also an influence, a positive influence from the strong faculty of the memory of the Arabs. This was really known. They had a strong faculty of memory, and that enhanced the process and was part of the preservation process. So this, alhamdulillah, covers the introduction concerning the source, the first source of knowledge in Islam, and that is the Quran. And the second source of knowledge is the Sunnah. And we can take here, inshallah, a break leave the room for others here, inshallah, those who have something to say or something to share. And then we'll be back, inshallah, concerning the second source of knowledge, and that is the Sunnah, the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khayran for your patience and for being here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for that. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a benefit for me and for you all. And Allah, the Most High, knows best. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.